Route 7, Kalahari and Namib Lodge to Cesium and Namib Desert Lodge. The Namib is calling. It's time to be dazzled by another desert, the ancient Namib Desert, one of the oldest deserts on the planet, home to the towering dunes of Sasesvle. The 5-hour, 360-kilometer, route to Cesium heads west, passing the towns of Myantol and Maltahoe, and onto the gravel and the meandering Zaris Pass. From Cesium, the journey is northwards to the spectacular scenery of Namib Desert Lodge. From the arms of the Kalahari, the route follows the road to Myantol and after a short section turns to the west towards Maltahoe, considered to be the gateway to the desert. From here a choice of gravel routes radiate out into the Namib. As you near Maltahoe, donkey carts and their passengers are often visible. The donkey cart is the most common form of travel in the rural areas of Namibia. The carts are often customized, bearing the names of vehicles like Ford, Toyota, Opel and even Mercedes-Benz, and sometimes include humorous inscriptions like Take Me Home or King of the Road. The donkey carts provide vital and affordable transportation, carrying essentials like firewood and water, and conveying people from village to village, to wells and clinics and children to and from school. Gateway to the desert. Houses, a few shops, a fuel station and an imposing Dutch Reformed church flank the road through Maltahoe, before the tarmac ends and the gravel begins. The small town has a long history. It was founded in 1899 by Henning von Bergstorff, the governor of the Gibeon district in German Southwest Africa, and was named Maltahoe, Malta's Heights, after his wife, Malta. It served as a base for a small garrison of Schutztrupp, German colonial troops, and as a trading outpost for farmers in the area. Von Bergstorff was shot by the bodyguard of renowned Nama chief, Hendrik Witboy, and Malta is said to have returned to Germany. Later on, the town became a center for the caracal trade. When in the 1980s the market collapsed and a series of droughts ravaged the land, many farmers moved north, leaving Maltahoe a sleepy gateway to the wonders of the West with a predominantly Nama population. The gentle Zaris Pass or Zarachute, with a 1:18 gradient, is a winding road, dipping and rising through the dry, rocky hills, offering vistas of the flat-topped range. The road levels out as you travel towards Cesium with more trees present, including some camel thorn trees heavily laden with sprawling sociable weaver nests. The shuttle drops guests off at Cesium and continues to Namib Desert Lodge. More info about Cesium, 6 strips of rawhide. Cesium, a Namibia wildlife resorts camp, is the entrance to Sasesvle, which is a 60 km drive further westward into the Namib Naukluft Park. A short drive from the camp leads to the small Cesium Canyon, carved by the Tsoshab River over millions of years. 1 km long and up to 30 meters deep in parts, the canyon was an important watering point for early pioneers, travelers and explorers, who paused at its edges to draw water from its depths, tying together 6 reams, strips of rawhide, hence the name Cesium. And Sasesvle, from Cesium the road to Sasesvle crosses the tree-lined and usually dry, Tsoshab River and continues through the impressive dune landscape to the Sasesvle parking area. It's another 5 km on soft sand to the Vlei itself. The word Sasesvle refers to the Vlei, seasonal lake, the end of the Tsoshab River's journey from the Naukluft and Zaris Mountains to the desert. Once traveling all the way to the sea, the river's progress is now curtailed by sand dunes, ending at Sasesvle. Most of the time, the Vlei is a large dry clay pan, encircled by apricot-colored star dunes, and accentuated by the green of camel thorn trees. In years of heavy summer rainfall, however, the Tsoshab River's catchment area fills up and the river rushes through Cesium Canyon, on its course to the dry pan. For a brief period, Sasesvle becomes an oasis. It is best viewed from a height, so walk a short distance up the dune or climb up the adjacent Big Mama Dune for a prime view of the Vlei and the magnificent surroundings. There are a series of smaller vleis in the vicinity, Nara Vlei, Dead Vlei, and Hidden Vlei, separated from one another by small sand dunes. Dead Vlei is the most popular and picturesque. Here, dead camel thorn trees, over 500 years old, stand like stark sentinels juxtaposed against the resplendent orange-red dunes and the chalky white pan. Sassas Flare's star dunes are amongst the highest in the Namib. These dunes are caused by wind blowing from multiple directions. The sand in the Sassas Flare area is mostly comprised of quartz grains. It also contains mica, feldspar and heavier metals such as magnetite and garnet. The red color, resulting from the large amount of iron oxide in the sand, covers each grain in a thin coating, giving the desert its dramatic hues of deep, rich red. The fossilized dunes of Namib Desert Camp. From Caesarium, it's a 60 kilometers drive northwards to your comfortable desert home, Namib Desert Lodge. The lodge has one of the most arresting desert backdrops, a series of fossilized sand dunes that resemble the formidable stone formations of Utah. They are the petrified dunes of an ancient desert, formed when sand compacted into sandstone in the more humid climate of the Earth's evolution that existed between 20 and 10 million years ago. The fossilized dunes established the Namib Desert as one of the oldest deserts on the planet. Enjoy the delicious supper spread and relaxed ambience of Namib Desert Lodge before a sound and peaceful sleep under a clear and glistening desert sky. Spend the next day resting with a book by the pool, taking a ride through the desert on an e-bike, exploring the walking routes around the lodge and appreciating the spectacular view from the top of the fossilized dunes on the afternoon drive. Overnighting at the satellite camp, Dune Star Camp, on top of the dunes is also an option for those who want a more intimate desert experience. The scenery at Namib Desert Lodge is superb, providing nourishing food for the soul.